The Lives of the Cowboys, brought to you by Trailblazer Table Mats and Napkins, the gracious dining in the great outdoors. They're soaked in alcohol to kill off ants and chiggers.
Well, yeah, the gout's pretty quiet here today. Yeah. Yes, you were. Kind of an ominous silence here on Main Street, I'd say.
Yeah, well, if I lived in a town like this, I'd be pretty quiet, too.
Yeah, well.
What do you say we head for the saloon and elevate our mood?
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we are. Whoa. Nobody here.
Nope.
Sally behind the bar there.
Howdy, boys.
Howdy, ma'am.
What brings you into Yellow Gulch?
Just heading down the dusty, godforsaken trail, that's all. Wanted to look at somebody other than each other.
Oh,
and,
I see.
But how come the town is so dead
today? Well, it's on account of big Messer's running for sheriff.
What? Wait a minute.
Yep.
Messer?
Come on, he's the biggest crook in town.
Yeah,
and I think he might get elected.
Oh, no.
How can people be that stupid?
Yeah. How can people be that stupid? You asking me, a bartender?
Oh, right. Well, I withdraw that question.
Yep.
Give me a glass of whiskey.
Give me a glass of sarsaparilla there, Sally.
Where's
your piano player?
Oh, he called in sick. Said he was in a bad mood. You want me to put a record on the Victrola?
Oh.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. All righty, here we go. How about this one right here? You'll like this one.
There were two cowboys rode to town one winter day. Two lonesome, filthy cowboys hoping to chase their blues away. But little did they know they'd encounter tragedy. Yodelayity, yodelayity.
How about something more cheerful, Sally?
No, I like the sad songs. Keep going there.
They walked into a bar room, sat down at the bar, hoping they'd soon be jolly, hearty, har, har. But all their worst fears were about to come true. Yodelay-hoo, yodelay-hoo.
Turn that thing off.
So I want to hear the rest of this thing.
I don't.
Oh, hey, take your hands off that. Don't spoil it.
There.
Oh, you scratch.
Oh, gee.
Sorry, I didn't mean to scratch your record.
Yeah.
There.
Well, go put the needle back on. I want to hear the rest of your
time. It's all scratched.
One ordered sarsaparilla and one a glass of rye, and never saw the dark clouds gathering in the sky. Dark clouds of evil all twisted round and curved. I've been all around this world.
What's this about Big Messer running for sheriff? I don't get that.
Well, Messer's supposed to be giving a speech out on Main Street just about now.
Well, hold my sarsaparilla, Sally.
Right.
I'm going to go out and see what's going on.
I'll be out in a minute, Dad.
All right, I'll be back in a minute.
I'll go out there, too.
Why, there's a big crowd out here. There he is.
Friends! I know what you're thinking. How can I, with my personal history of cheating and lying and bullying and outright meanness, how can I serve the cause of law and order? Well, I'll tell you why. Because with heinous criminals like the ICES on the loose, you need someone mean in the sheriff's office. ACLU liberals cannot protect you. No, these ICES are sneaking in over the Canadian border. They put their icy fingers around your neck and you are done for. You need somebody who'll shoot first and ask questions later. And that's me. I tell you what.
Someone's got to stand up to this jerk.
Well, don't look at me, Sally.
Well, he's the worst candidate for sheriff I can think of.
I'm not from here. I'm just passing through.
Well,
you need me, folks, because I am meaner than mean. I was spawned by the devil in a den full of rattlesnakes. Every bone in my body is full of meanness. I would soon as jump at you, stomp on you, and look at you. And I can deal with those ices whenever they should come to town. Me!
Well, are you afraid of him?
I'm not afraid of
him. Well, then why don't you say something?
I'm just passing through. That's why I'm not from here.
Hey, you!
What?
You with a hat!
What, me?
Me? Yes, you. What are you whispering about back there while I'm giving a speech? What's the matter with you?
Well, the lady asked me a question.
What was that?
Well, she asked, why don't I tell you that you are a jerk?
Well, I am a jerk. And that's why you ought to make me sheriff, because I will stoop at anything that will get rid of ISIS.
So where are these ISIS?
North of here. Huh? Canada.
Well, I don't see any.
When we least expect it, they'll be on us like a whirlwind, with their icy fingers around our jugular veins. Yeah.
So how are you going to defend us exactly?
I'm not going to discuss that here, where there may be undercover Canadians. Like you, mister.
What? No.
You with a drink in your hand.
Talking to me? Hello, I just rode into town with my partner here.
You got a Canadian look about you.
What?
What are you wearing on your foot?
A boot.
A boot. You hear that, folks?
What?
A boot. He's Canadian.
Hey, wait a minute.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Huh? There you go. Folks, these two men right here just rode into town, goodness knows from where. For what purpose, we have no idea. I say we detain them until we find out what is going on here.
What?
Grab a boy.
No,
go
no,
get
no,
go,
no,
go,
get,
go,
get your hands off me now. Get away from me. Well, here's another fine mess you got me into.
Well, you wanted to stop in Yellow Gulch.
Yeah, but I didn't want to stay overnight in jail.
Yeah, well, that's where we are.
Yeah, so. Well.
Uh-oh. We got visitors.
So we do.
Here they come.
Okay, gentlemen. As acting sheriff of Yellow Gulch, I want you to meet your defense attorney.
Oh, boy.
Howdy. Hi, I'll be representing you in court in the morning, and this here is the prosecutor.
Oh.
Hello. I'll do the prosecution, and here is the presiding judge.
That'd be me.
Your Honor.
Trial is tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Everything you've said up until now can and will be held against you.
What's the charge? What are we charged with?
We have yet to decide that. We will let you know tomorrow.
Say, Sheriff, I heard hammering and sawing outside as if someone is building, I don't know, some sort of framework or structure.
No comment on that. And here's your supper.
What's this? Pork and beans, huh? Well, that's not much of a last meal.
You care for music with dinner?
Hmm? Well, don't turn that record player on, please. Please.
The cowpokes who came to town with their hearts so fancy free, they ate their last supper in the penitentiary, knowing they would never live to see another dawn. Do-do-ron-ron-ron-do-do-ron-ron.
You know, this song is not making me feel better.
Well, don't turn it off now. I've got to find out how it comes out here.
I'd rather not know.
Well, I think we should.
And then they heard a key unlock the jail cell door. A lovely maiden stood there whom they met some years before. And she whispered, come follow me, I cannot let you hang.
Shang-a-lang-a-lang, shang-a-lang-a-lang.
You remember me?
Huh?
When I was a child, you came riding by and saw me holding my dog and crying. And you got down off your horse, sir, and you asked what was the matter.
I did.
You did.
Huh.
And I told you he had a sandbar in his paw, and you pulled that sandbar out. And, you know, I remember that act of kindness all my life.
Well, I'll be darned.
Yes. Well, listen, I brought your horses up to the back door.
Yeah?
The guard is asleep. Here's a couple of tuna salad sandwiches. Good luck to you. Go now, quickly.
All right, then.
The cowboys mounted up and galloped out of town. Their kindness to the dog, it had come back around. Goodness triumphs in the end, as all good children know. E-I-E-I-O. Cast your bread upon the waters, and one day it'll come back to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let's get out of here.
All right, partner.
Dusty.
Let's go.
Come on. Get up.
The Lives of the Cowboys, brought to you by Trailblazer Table Napkins and Placemats for fine dining in the out-of-doors.
Killian Welch, Dave Rawlings on the Victrola. Two Scott, Tim Russell, Fred Newman, and Heather Massey.